Peter probably thought he was being very generous in suggesting that he should forgive someone as many as seven times. You know, there's a debate amongst the rabbis of the time as to whether it would be proper to forgive someone three or four times. Those were the two common positions. And so Peter had combined those into seven. You know, but Jesus' response goes far beyond what Peter expected. And when Jesus says in the parable that a debtor owed, it's translated a huge amount. The literal translation is 10,000 talents. One talent was worth 6,000 days' wages. So this servant owes 60 million days' wages. So when it says a large amount, it means a significant amount. You wonder what this servant did in order to rack up that kind of debt, but the gospel doesn't say that. And then that debt is forgiven him. And when it says that his fellow servant owes him a much smaller amount, it was 100 denarii, which means 100 days' wages. And so he's forgiven of 60 million days' wages. And when he turns to his fellow servant, he's filled with anger and throws him in prison because he won't pay him back 100 days' wages. And so we have these hugely disproportionate amounts. And our Lord uses this extreme language for a reason. Because he's trying to teach us something first about ourselves. Because we are the servant that has been forgiven a huge debt. When we look at the reality of what sin is, you know, we often don't think of the price of our own sins. You know, what is the guilt that we actually incur? If Christ had not saved us, what would the punishment be for our sins? You know, often we might just give ourselves the benefit of the doubt or think, well, God forgives me and it's okay. Rather than really thinking, well, what is it that our Lord is forgiving us? You know, I think often it's just not comfortable to think about the severity of what sin really is. But if we think about sin, when we commit sin, we're not just harming ourselves or another person. Every sin is ultimately a sin against God. And the gravity of an action increases depending on who we commit it against. You know, if two siblings fight each other, and let's say a brother hits his brother, compare that to a child hitting their parent. It's a much bigger deal for a child to punch their parent than it is for them to punch their sibling. Or what if they were to punch a police officer or a bishop who's one of the successors to the apostles? You know, these are increasing the gravity of the sin. But God is infinitely greater than any human person. God is infinite goodness and a being of infinite love. And so when we commit a sin, we're sinning against an infinite being. And so that creates a debt that we couldn't repay with 60 million days of labor. That creates a price that we could never pay. And when we think about the severity of sin and our own sins, it shouldn't be something that discourages us. You know, we shouldn't do it just for discouragement. Discouragement is a tool of the enemy. But it should help us to be grateful when we realize the enormity of what Christ forgives us of. You know, when we think about the cross, you know, our Lord did not have to go to the cross to forgive our sins. You know, one drop of his blood would have been enough to atone for all of our sins. So why did he go to such an extreme death? The church teaches us that one of the reasons why he underwent such extreme torment was in order to show us the severity of sin. And so this should lead us to be incredibly grateful for the forgiveness that we've received. You know, we should be overwhelmed when we realize the enormity of what Christ has done for us. And it should lead us to a deeper appreciation of what happens in the sacrament of baptism, in the sacrament of confession. When we go to those sacraments, we are forgiven of a huge debt. And we should be absolutely overwhelmed and grateful when we recognize the enormity of what we've been forgiven. You know, the servant in the parable, he didn't recognize that. He was still filled with anger because he didn't recognize and internalize what he had been forgiven. You know, we're blessed to have two baptisms this morning with Lydia and Judah. And both of them, although they have no personal sin, they're going to receive forgiveness of original sin. They're going to receive divine life. And they're going to be adopted as children of our Heavenly Father. And so they're receiving a gift that is eternal. It will resonate in eternity. And so when we reflect upon that, we should be absolutely overwhelmed by the gracious gift that our Lord is giving us in having these two children baptized. When it comes to forgiveness of others, you know, that's one of the helpful things if we're struggling to forgive someone, is to reflect upon the enormity of what we've been forgiven. Anyone who sins against us, they're sinning against a human being. We've been forgiven for sinning against God. And so the gap there is larger than what we hear in the parable, 60 million days wages versus 100 days wages. We've been forgiven for so much that that should help us to have the strength that we need to forgive others in our lives. You know, with the Fatima children, when Mary appeared to the three children in Portugal in 1917, Lucia's mother did not believe that this was really happening. She thought Lucia was lying. And Lucia was just doing what the Blessed Virgin Mary asked her to do. But her mother, because she didn't believe her, beat her with a broomstick on multiple occasions. You know, one time she said it felt like every bit of dust had been beaten out of her clothing. And there were large crowds of people that were coming to the apparition site, and it was destroying their land. You know, that was the land that they harvested for their food and had their flocks graze on. And so they had to sell their animals, and their food that year was destroyed. And the mother blamed it entirely on her. She's like, enjoy the bread you're eating. You know, we're going to be starving, and it's your fault. And people in the town would kick her as she was walking by and insult her. And she was a 10-year-old girl. And the amazing thing about this is Lucia felt no resentment to her mother. She said, first of all, her mother thought she was lying. And so she was doing what she thought was right in disciplining her. You know, if she had been lying about this, it would have been proper for her to be disciplined. And so she excused her mother of that. And she said, these are simply some of the sufferings that Our Lady said that we would have to endure. And so she faced that with absolutely no resentment in her heart. It gives us a beautiful example of forgiveness. For maybe someone who sinned against us, or maybe someone that we're resentful towards, or someone who does something to us that's annoying or bothersome to us, or maybe some family member where there's tension, to let that go. To recognize the enormity of what we've been forgiven and the incredible gift the Lord has given to us, and to then reflect that in our actions towards others.